I'm joined by Andy Hampton, the new Wellington Napoleon Tiger football coach. And coach, I know you've had a lot of success as a girls basketball coach and assistant football coach in the past. Can you give us a more in-depth look at your coaching experience?
You know, I've been very fortunate in my life to be surrounded around great coaches and great players and learn from some great people. You know, going back to my high school days, you know, I played for a Hall of Fame coach in Brad Gaines at Oak Grove. Very fortunate to go to college at Northwest Missouri State University right after they had won two national titles and was able to play for another Hall of Fame coach that's in the Collegiate Hall of Fame in Mel Churchma. And just learned from some great people up there. And then went back to Oak Grove for my first 3 years of teaching and coached there, and then was fortunate enough to come to Wellington and been there for the last 13 years as offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. And, you know, we've had some great players come through here and some great teams, and had an opportunity to learn under Coach Quentin Bainbridge, who's a great football mind as well. And so, you know, I've just been very fortunate in that regard to be surrounded around great people, and that's what they always talk about. You know, you can always prepare, but if you don't have great people around you, you know, you might struggle a little bit. And so, you know, that's been very fortunate for me to have those opportunities. And so I'm just looking forward to moving forward with that and hopefully have the same impact on, you know, these kids that I'm going to have under my leadership that I've been able to have in the past.
Looking forward to next season, can we expect your offensive and defensive schemes to look similar to what we've seen from the Tiger program over the last several years?
Well, you know, each year you kind of look at who you have coming back and what you have. And so, you know, you kind of base everything off of that. And, you know, honestly, this year is going to be a little bit different. We lose a lot of seniors from last year's team. And so, you know, not being able to really communicate very well with the kids these last few months due to the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, it's been really weird. And so, you know, you try your best to try to stay in touch and figure out who you're going to have. But to be honest with you, we don't know exactly for sure who's going to be coming out and, you know, what we're going to have. And so, you know, we have a pretty good idea, but, you know, losing that time to have build those relationships and communicate with those kids throughout this springtime has been pretty key in that regard. So, you know, as far as the system goes, we have a new coaching staff as well. And so we actually still have one coaching position that we need to fill. And so, you know, there's just a lot of kind of like this pandemic, you know, it's a lot of big unknown right now. And, you know, but we have lots of time to get that figured out. And, you know, once we can have a little bit more communication with everybody, you know, that'll probably give us a better idea of what to look forward to this fall.
With the pandemic still going on right now, if it continues into the summer and into the off-season program, how do you expect to communicate with your kids to begin conditioning and workouts on their own?
Well, you know, we've been able to communicate a little bit through technology, of course. And so, you know, like I said, with me being kind of new, a new head coach, you know, trying to get all those things lined up and making sure those kids are doing that, that's just something that you hope that you trust those kids can do, you know, because we obviously can't be around them and things like that. And so, you know, the best things you can do is just put it out there for them and hopefully trust that they're able to do it and stay committed to it. You know, that's one thing we've always had here is we've had committed kids that look forward to bettering themselves over the summertime for the upcoming season. And so, you know, I don't expect that to change. They know what's coming up. They know what's important to them. And, you know, hopefully they'll do that. But, you know, it's like I said, it's just still an unknown because, you know, with everything still on hold, we just don't know what's going to happen and don't know even if the season's going to start on time, you know, and there's a lot of talk about those things. And so, you know, just hoping that you can try to touch base with them daily, you know, that's going to be my goal is to try to touch with them daily and just keep informing them about what's important and what they need to be doing just in case stuff does get cleared up and opened up. You know, we have to be ready at that time when it happens. And so we've lost so much time already in trying to make themselves better. You know, our spring athletes, you know, I just feel horrible for them, you know, losing their baseball and softball and track seasons, you know, for that. And then that's things that help them become better athletes and better players for other sports as well. And so, you know, we'll just have to make sure that they are staying on top of that. And I think as the weather becomes nicer here, you know, that'll be a lot easier for them as well. To get outside and maybe do a few more things conditioning-wise that, you know, will be a little bit easier for them when they don't have the resources that they need at school.